Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I am very excited about having my good friend and someone that you might not know, but you know his work, especially if you know anything about the golf world. Paul Lester is back. Paul's been with me on the show before in the past. Mostly when we were at a golf tournament, and I was broadcasting from a tournament and got him to join us on the show. But Paul, ladies and gentlemen, is the preeminent professional golf photographer. The golf world knows Paul Lester very well. He's one of them. He's been doing it now for decades, and he's got a brand new book out called Beyond the Fairway, Timeless Images from the Legendary Golf Photographer Paul Lester. And I'm so proud of him for this, and the book is awesome. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. My gosh, that's so exciting. You're right. When we've been together many a times, I remember a couple times there was Gary Player sitting right next to me at the same time you were interviewing me, and then next was Gary, and you've had them all on, and I know you've been a big part of the golf world, and we really appreciate it because what you have read and have written, and I've read all your books, thank gosh, and it helps us all, especially in the small business, because let's face it, as much as I love the photography world and golf, it is my business. So
your business.
I still have to make a living out of it, and it's been a good living. I mean, whoever knew, you know, that really 50 years ago, I hit 70 on Thanksgiving last year. And I started when I was even younger than 20, really. And it's really the only job I've ever had, except I was a box boy when I was 15 years old out in Los Angeles. Other than that, I've taken pictures of golfers and I've been able to make a living out of it. And
I want to talk about the business part in a minute, but I want to go back. Yeah. I want to go back and talk about how this whole thing kind of fell in your lap. You were in high school and somebody encouraged you to pick up an 8mm camera and take a picture of and photograph and video, basically. We didn't call it that back in those days, a football game. And you were kind of hooked after that, weren't you?
That's exactly right. It doesn't matter what you do, you still have to focus and frame and light it and get it right. So it was true. The only thing, like it says in the book, I had to climb up this pole on the 50-yard line that was real high to do the game films with an 8mm camera. And the classic is, I was up there, and then at halftime they said, you want to come down for lunch or for dinner? I said, no, thanks. I'll just stay up here the rest of the time. I wasn't ready to come back down and climb back up again. But that was the day when you learned
that you could make money taking pictures, and you were hooked after weren't you?
Yeah, I sure was. They actually paid me.
And your dad was a golfer. Your dad was an actor. He was a golfer, and that's how you got connected to the golf world through your dad's connections, right?
Yeah, my dad, Buddy Lester, who was a comedian, actor, Jerry Lewis movies, The Rat Pack, Ocean's 11, that whole bit, and he loved golf, and that's right. And he said, "Why don't you bring the camera out one day?" And I did, and from then on, especially growing up in Los Angeles, there was so many events and country clubs and charities and celebrity outings. So I had kind of it built in there. So yes, I did. I started it that way.
So the book is called Beyond the Fairway.
And I just got back from last year going to Japan and Korea. And so I have been all over the world taking pictures.
So exactly. And so of the people that you met, because in the next segment, we're going to talk about the business. But you and I, one of the things that I've it's been most interesting to me is to see the people, the celebrities, whether they're golfers or actors or whatever. You see them on television and they act a certain way, And then you get to go behind the curtain, so to speak, pull the Oz curtain back, and you get to see them how they are around regular people face to face. It's interesting to see how many people are real humans in that stage and how many people are not. And that's something you get to do too, isn't it?
A lot. I get to do that a lot, and especially on the golf course, because you can tell so much about a person on a golf course about how they act.
After they hit a bad shot, especially, right?
Exactly. You and I were going the same way. After you can see if they blow up or they go crazy or they start saying bad words.
But mostly, how they treat other people, Paul. That's the thing that gets me.
Yeah.
And the one thing, I'm going to say this, then I'm going to let you make your comments about it. The thing that I love telling people about is, you know, I wasn't a BFF with Mr. Palmer, but I knew him and I'd gotten to know him over the last several years. And I interviewed him on the show a few times. But the thing that I noticed about him is he was as genuine and real face to face, whether you were a caddy or a garbage, picking up the garbage, or whoever you were, he was the same person as the charming person you saw on television. What do you think?
I think that's true. I think also that when you work with them, it was work. So yeah. I have passed that on to people. Yeah, you're right.
He was serious about his business, no question. But who else like that?
Who else
did you meet?
I mean,
without him,
I would be nothing. I mean, him and Jack both have just, you know, was two great friends and great people. But when it came to the work part and that we had to go line up, you know, a bunch of customers to take photos, you know, he's like, okay, where do we start? Where do we end, Paul?
Well,
and here we go. And that's
he was a professional, no question about it. Who else, who was your favorite person, not only to photograph, other than Arnold and say, Jack, who was your favorite people to photograph and get to know over the years?
I would say my favorite one of all. I have a lot of favorites, but Payne Stewart was really a close person to me and a person that I truly loved. And the one of the worst losses in the history of sports, and certainly in golf.
Yeah.
It was so terrible. But he was always just a regular guy that treated me so great as a friend. And there's a couple stories I hate to always go back to the book. But
no, that's right. That's what we're talking about, folks. These are all stories in the book.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have to talk about Gary Player real quick, just a few seconds. Gary Player is one of the most genuine individuals I ever met around a golf course.
My gosh. No, you're right. I've seen him grab ladies and start dancing with them right in the middle of the fairway.
The book is called Beyond the Fairway by Paul Lester. He and I will come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.